How willing are you to let someone into your home? You know, if it's a family member or a friend, no problem, right? You'll let them in. Okay. Most of the time you'll let them in. But if a stranger comes to your door, say, you know, one of those salespeople, or God bless them, Jehovah's Witnesses, God bless them, or even a neighbor that you've never met before or haven't seen for a while, you're not so willing to welcome them in, at least not right away. Now, some of us are very selective when it comes to letting people into our house. I tend to lean more towards the accepting side. I mean, I won't open the door to anybody. I give others the benefit of the doubt. I don't always let someone in, but I am willing to have a conversation with them at the door to kind of feel them out a little bit. Mary is a little different. She's a bit more guarded and cautious than I am. Matter of fact, when I'm at the door sometimes, she'll be sitting on the couch saying, "Who is it? Tell them to go away. Who is it?" You know, she knows it's a salesperson. It's a friend, you know, that she won't say that. And I'm just kind of, you know, letting the person do their craft, you know, try to sell me something. But, you know, we make a good pair, so we kind of rub off on each other there. Well, today we begin that all-important season of Advent, and with it, a new liturgical year. You know, it's our January 1st, our new year, so Happy New Year. And so what do we usually do on a new year? Resolutions. We make resolutions. Some of us say we're going to lose weight, you know, going to shed some of that extra poundage, maybe going to read a little more, stay away from the gadgets, exercise more, which is always a good thing, maybe reorganize that room that has been piling up for a couple of years now, maybe clean out the garage. And then what happens? Some of them we remember, some of them we just kind of forget about. Well, with the start of the new liturgical year, there's really only one resolution that we need to make, and it's one that we need not to forget. It's the resolution to open the doors of our heart and welcome anew the best and the greatest guest into the home of our heart, that being Jesus Christ. As baptized Catholics, we know that Jesus already lives in our hearts. It's what he promised. But some of us are what we can call foyer Catholics. Foyer Catholics. F-O-Y-E-R. And you know, it's that room in your house, just inside the front door where you let others in, maybe take their coat or something like that, before letting them into the rest of the house. Sometimes that's as far as we let Jesus into our house. Is our foyers. And how big are your foyers in your house? Probably not that big compared to the other rooms. Our Lord wants us to welcome him all the way into our hearts, into every room, and not just the neat and the clean ones. Those are the easy ones. Advent is that time of year when we are given the chance to really focus on doing just that. Advent is that time of year. It's that time of the year pregnant with the special graces that we need to identify and to give to God all of the ways that we keep Christ at a distance. All the ways that we hinder him from being born anew into our hearts. There was an article that I read the other day by a Christian author that said many non-religious people and those of other religions besides Christianity say that it is Christ in the manger rather than Christ on the cross that most attracts them. That's understandable. To them, the image of a crucified man is probably not something they're easily drawn to. But to a newborn baby lying in a manger and proclaimed to be God, now that they are drawn to. I think if we took a survey of just Christians and asked them which of these images of Christ they were more attracted to, some of them would give the same answer. And if they did, why would they? in a 1984 movie that was the sequel to the 1964 movie, A 2001 A Space Odyssey, there was a line in that movie that was said by the character Commander Bowman, if anybody remembers 2001 Space Odyssey. The sequel, he was very, very, very old, and he appeared to the character that Roy Scheider was playing in the spacecraft. But that line that he said stuck with me. And I don't know if it was much the line, but it was how he delivered it, too. Again, he said it to the character that Roy Scheider was playing. And Commander Bowman had just told him that he had to leave, that he had to take his ship and go back to Earth. So they were out in space somewhere, okay? And so Scheider, the character that Scheider was playing, asked him why. Why did he have to leave? And Commander Bowman just looked at him and said, in this very wonderful and anticipating mannerism, he said, something wonderful is going to happen. Something wonderful is going to happen. And that's all he said. He kind of left it at that. Well, Advent is about preparing ourselves for something wonderful that is going to happen. Right? Something that has really already happened in the birth of a child in a manger, but will happen again in the hearts of all those whose doors and windows and rooms are open to him, open to Christ, and who are willing to let him in beyond the foyer. Now, for the next 4 weeks, we will remember, and to us Catholics, that means we will relive the experience of the people of the Old Testament who listened to God's promise and waited and longed for the coming of the Messiah, the Son of God, who would deliver, shepherd, and restore them to their original splendor. Now, for us who live in the New Testament times, that original splendor is living fully who we are as sons and daughters of God. This waiting that the Old Testament people had to do, it wasn't to be passive. They weren't just about, you know, to sit back and just kind of wait. It was supposed to be active. They were to prepare themselves by daily living according to the covenant that God had made with them. Like us today, they were to stay awake, be alert, and be ready to receive the promised Messiah when he came, and to follow him as their king, as their Lord and their God. So the question for us today is, how awake are we? In referring to our gospel reading today, how alert are we? Are we alert and ready for the coming of Christ? Well, that's what Advent's for. In Advent, we celebrate actually two comings of Christ. The first one has already happened in a stable in Bethlehem. The second one is when he comes at the end of time. In the past few weekends, all of our gospel readings have been about the end times. Are we ready? Christ is coming back. But there is a third one that falls between these two, and that one is the coming of Christ into our hearts. And it is the most critical of the three, because God's whole plan of salvation depends on our accepting it, accepting salvation. That sounds like an obvious statement to us, I know. But it really does get lost on a lot of people, even Christians, and much of that is unintentional. You know, I mean, there is so much that works to distract and steer us away from the coming of Christ into our hearts, especially, unfortunately, at this time of year. If we do not intentionally live in a way that guarantees we will stay awake, be alert, and be ready, we're going to miss this critical coming of Christ, and we won't be ready for his second coming. And neither will the people that we come in contact with on a daily basis, the ones that we are called to be salt of the earth and the light of the world to. Advent is that time in the liturgical year when renewing our commitment to Christ and to welcoming him anew into the home of our hearts just seems so natural, doesn't it? It's just in the air, the expectation, the anticipation. Everything about it, from the wreath with the candles that we light, to the prayers and the readings and all of the songs that we hear, the devotionals we use in our homes, and the stories that we hear of the generosity of others who help those in need, and we hear a lot of that. All of this communicates to us that spirit of hope and promise that our Lord pours out to us, giving us all the help that we need to say yes to him. So may we all this Advent season listen more attentively to his call and open wide to him the home of our hearts.